This is KUT. The recent on-camera shooting of two television journalists in Virginia has led some to ask whether workplaces could be better prepared for these types of scenarios. So what can employers do? KUT's Jasmine Garst reports.
Don Greenwood is a former police officer. He's now a security management consultant in Houston. Many of the trainings he offers are about prevention. Greenwood encourages managers to be observant.
To act and act quickly, to intervene, and not to let things fester and boil and boil and boil within a company.
But he says managers also have to get their employees on board.
The most important part of training is to get employees to feel that there's a culture in the company that makes it possible and makes it okay for them to come forward and report things of concern.
A big criticism of this approach is whether it creates a culture of distrust among employees. After all, everyone has a bad day, right? But Greenwood says managers should be looking broader. Check for patterns.
One of the very big clues is, what is the person saying? What are they saying themselves? Because a lot of these people who are moving in the direction of a violent outbreak try and tip others off in order to build some interest in what they're doing.
So what if a shooting actually happens?
The three steps are to get out, to hide out, and then to fight or to take out.
He says that the first thing is to just keep running and don't look back.
If there's no path of escape, then I've got to hide. And then the third step is if the shooter was to discover the hiding place, they need to attack the shooter and survive as best they can.
But Greenwood also says the bulk of workplace shootings aren't happening in offices.
Deaths of police officers on the job and firefighters is a big part of that workplace violence statistic. Healthcare workers. And also murders committed in robberies of convenience stores and liquor stores and gas stations.
Lock myself in the back office and call 911.
That's what Jacqueline Arad was taught.
I worked in Memphis, Tennessee at a gas station, and they trained us on what to do in case of a shooter and also how to prevent it.
She says the prevention tips she got at the gas station, keeping the windows clean so outsiders could see what was happening, having a good relationship with the police, didn't make her feel much safer. Arad is now a teacher, and she's received two different trainings at two different school districts.
Here in Austin, they taught us to lock the doors, but we don't hide here. They want the kids to be able to fight if they need to.
Don Greenwood says that's pretty standard. Emergency procedures used to be about ducking under a desk and hiding. But when school shootings started happening, hiding made people easy targets. But in most cases, it comes back to those three steps: run, hide, and if you have to, fight.
So these are hard things to talk about in an audience of, you know, employees from all backgrounds. But that's really the fundamentals of an in-progress situation, and it's the basis for most of the training that's being done.
Do you ever have these moments of reflection in which you say, I can't believe this is what we're coming to?
Yes, all the time.
But Greenwood says it's important to keep things in perspective.
Probably last weekend, there were more kids killed in Chicago in gang violence on one weekend than are killed in office workplace violence situations in an entire year.
Jasmine Garst, KUT News.